अनाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पार्जन्य धन संभव यज्ञ भवति पार्जन्य in Gita Krishna says, you know this? That all living beings subsist on food. And food is produced from rain. And rain comes from yajna. And yajna karma sambhava. Yajna comes when people follow their prescribed duties. Should do more kirtan. Actually, Prabhupada told that in Hyderabad, which is one of the very dry areas of India, they got so much land. So the devotees, they were asking, well, should we dig wells for irrigation? Prabhupada said, no, just do kirtan. Rain will come. By Sankirtan Yajna. And one time they went there to do a Hare Krishna festival. Prabhupada used to do these big festivals in Hyderabad, and it was a severe drought. For 2 years they hadn't had any rain. It's hot there. But so they had big kirtans in the city and big festival, and in 2 days there was good rain. So,
and we have problems here. We have opposition because this is very famous tourist area. And these people made yajna for no rain. We have some big profit. Half of all tourists in Croatia,
they come in this area. Yeah, but they also need rain, otherwise how are they going to...
No.
They like sunny weather.
People can buy water from outside. Just
they buy water. Yeah, but they know, they don't know if you do kirtan, there'll be rain.
Maybe in night time the rain...
Yeah, well that is the... when everything is going nicely, when everyone's performing pious activities, this is what happens. The rain comes at night, and just in a nice proportion. Not too much, not too little. But now there are so many sinful activities in the world, therefore there are droughts. In other parts there are floods. In England, that was one of the reasons I was late coming here, because there were floods in England. So we decided not to drive. Floods, and in Poland about 2 years ago there were tremendous floods. Everywhere, in China, there are, in India of course, it's quite common to have floods.
France and
France and Italy.
Yeah, quite flooded, yeah. So this is because of kukarma, sinful activities. People are performing sinful activities. And of course they'll give some scientific explanation also, because the Arctic and Antarctic is there. There's all the ice packs are melting. Now you can take a ship from Greenland to Copenhagen or something like this. No, even further north. Previously you couldn't take... Now you'd have to come south and then go, but now you can go directly from Greenland to the northern part of Russia or something like this, because so much, and then there's ozone holes and so many. Their scientific progress is making so many problems, huge problems. It's going to get worse too. All over the world, there's all the time there's some drought or flood or cyclone or something. So the immediate cause, you can say, is the depletion of the ozone layer, or the melting of the ice at the North and South Pole. But this, of course, the ultimate reason is people are performing so many sinful activities. Very, very sinful society. Well, that's why it's good that devotees, I wanted to see how you're coming together, living, chanting Hare Krishna, giving each other's association. Because Prabhupada he very much wanted that devotees can come and live together. Of course he wanted them to also farm the land and protect cows and show a different kind of lifestyle by which people can live together simply without unnecessary things. There are so many unnecessary things. People think they have to have a TV and a car and a microwave oven and a video and so many different things. But actually, none of these things are necessary. If we live very simply, then we don't... Even electricity, Prabhupada was saying, you don't even need this. If you want to really live simply, then he was saying you can grow the the castor plants, and then you get castor oil, and you can use that for lighting. And then, because much of modern society, people are used to staying up till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night because there's electricity. Otherwise, previously, people used to go to bed early and get up early. And I've seen in the villages in Bengal that now they have electricity and now they have TVs. But previously, in the villages, you go in the village and after dark, what do the people do? They chant Hare Krishna. What are you going to do after dark? You can't see much. You can still study if you have a castor lamp. But mostly the people, they would chant Hare Krishna for hours. They had that habit. They were accustomed to do that. Every night, they would chant Hare Krishna. So this modern way of life, now we have electricity, then we have TVs, and people spend hours, instead of chanting Hare Krishna, they're just watching TV, spoiling their life by having all these bad vibrations pumped into their brains. Day after day after day, they're watching murder, rape, and so many horrible things on TV. And how it pollutes the consciousness. But if we chant Hare Krishna, then that purifies the consciousness. So Prabhupada wanted these communities where people could live simply and chant Hare Krishna together. Live an ideal life. So anyway, you're making some beginning. But all these things come together just like growing your own food, protecting cows, even that. It's much more healthy if you know the flavor of vegetables. When you take it from the ground and immediately cook, offer to Krishna and take, then it's so much flavor and so much nutrition. But when you buy from the shop, it's already to at least 2 or 3 days old. And sometimes they're bringing vegetables from the other side of Europe. Maybe not so much here, but in the northern parts of Europe, in England and Denmark, they're bringing vegetables from Italy. And even you'll see they're bringing, in England you'll find, they're bringing vegetables from South Africa. Vegetables and fruits, so it's such a long way. So there's no flavor. There's no nutritional value. They're grown only with chemicals. Chemical fertilizers and insecticides. So you can imagine how much more healthy it is if you grow the food yourself. And it's very pleasing also to grow the food, offer it to Krishna, and take like that. So Prabhupada, he was actually a revolutionary, but not that he wanted to get guns and tanks and bombs, not like that. He changed people's lives by giving them knowledge of Krishna and a way of life based around Krishna, but he wanted to make social reform also, because he saw that modern society, the way it's set up, it's destroying the spiritual values. Even previously, previous generations, that people lived a much more religious life and even a much more moral life. And there wasn't all this so much. Of course, Croatia is still much better than, say, England. There's not so much violence and all this. The more advanced the countries are, the more degraded they are. So in England, it's, especially at night, in the streets, in the cities, it's actually dangerous. Definitely New York. No sane person will walk around at night in New York by himself unless he's a karate expert or something like this. It's dangerous, isn't it? Because human beings have become worse than animals. But in the previous generation, I was just speaking to my father a few days ago. I usually see him once a year. So he was telling me in his childhood there were many what are called tramps. I don't know if you know that word. Tramps, hobos. You know that word? Okay, good. You got a good control of English. So because this was in the years between the two great wars, and there was much economic depression all over Europe. So many people, they had no job, no hope for any job. So they just used to simply wander around the country, wander around England. But they were, even though they were tramps, but they were decent people. It's just they didn't have any job. So my father's house in his childhood, that was known for the tramps. That there's, if you go there, you'll get tea and bread. And that's all they used to ask. Please give me tea and bread. And my grandmother used to give maybe some cake or something like that. But it was known. There was the tramps. It was on the tramp circuit that they would stop and they'd get something to eat and like that. But my father was just saying that in those days, you know, there was no problem. Even some guy, he has no money, he'll come just wandering and they'll invite in. And the father will be at work. He was working on the railways, my grandfather. And just the mother will be there with the small children. But there's no one considered, there's no problem. Just, yes, please come and have something to eat. Have some bread and cake and tea. They'll take and they'll go. And there's no problem. Even I saw, just before I joined this movement, that was about less than 30 years ago, I was something like a tramp. I was wandering place to place in Ireland, in the villages. And you'd go in the village and you'd maybe want to ask the directions, which place to go. And you'd walk, the door of the house would be open, you'd walk in, no one would be there. And even if someone, you walk in the house, you're looking, no one's there, and then the people of the house would come, and they're not disturbed. They say, oh, where have you come from? Please sit down, have something to eat, because there was so much trust. But nowadays, you can't, I don't know here in Croatia, but at least in England or Ireland also, you can't do that, because people have become like animals, and they'll exploit, and you don't know what crazy thing they'll do. Society has become so much degraded. So a modern society that's based on lust, anger and greed, which Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, these are the three gates leading to hell. Trivitang narakasya idam dvaram nashnam atmanaha kama krodas tatalobas tasmat etat trayam tyajet. Krishna says in the Gita that this lust, anger and greed, they destroy all the good qualities of a human being and they lead to hell. Therefore an intelligent person should give them up. But modern society is promoting especially lust, anger and greed, and especially the TV. Yeah. Everything is simply lust. They're promoting sex, and everything is sold, advertisements promoting lust. And anger, what are the two main themes? Sex and violence. So anger, you see so many murders on TV and beating, and even the sports, it's all based on aggression. Like the soccer matches, I want our team should beat your team, and how to put the others down. And greed, the TV is running on advertisements, buy this, buy that, all kinds of things that you don't need, such as liquor and cigarettes, and some expensive car. You don't need an expensive car. If you need a car at all, you need it to go from A to B. You can do that in a small Volkswagen, or you can do it in a BMW. When people they want to buy a BMW for prestige, to show I am better than you. So this is all greed. Buy so many things, get money, buy things. So lust, the anger and greed, the whole modern society is based on that. But Prabhupada wanted to show that people can live very simply and happily chanting Hare Krishna, that the modern society is destroying the qualities of human beings. So Prabhupada wanted that devotees who have a higher philosophy will demonstrate this in life by living very simply together and not having so many, not that you have to fill your homes with so many useless gadgets and 500 different kinds. You see, they buy so many toys for the children and they just stick them in the cupboard, and different games, and not required. Chant Hare Krishna, live very simply. Of course, I don't know what your aims and objects are here, but Prabhupada, he had quite a revolutionary vision. Grow your own food, make your own cloth. You can keep lambs and take the wool, and you can grow. Here, I think cotton grows here. I think maybe in Italy it grows here. You can grow cotton?
No, not here.
I think it's set. In South Italy, I think they grow cotton. But there are other things you can grow. In England, they have, they used to have this flax. You can make, you know that flax? You can make very, it makes very good cloth, actually. It makes very good cloth, even stronger than cotton. So you can make from that. That's called linen in English. What you make from flax. So it's very good quality. So you can make that and that, like this. So Prabhupada was. That's the point. That Prabhupada wanted that if you grow your own food and produce your own cloth, these are the basic necessities, then you don't even need money. You don't need money. Everyone is controlled by the economic system. Because you have to work and get money and then you buy some food imported from South Africa. It's only thousands of miles away. But you can become independent of the modern economic system if you grow your own food and produce your own cloth, and then even the house you can make from local ingredients, trees. Of course, Prabhupada also recognized that these things maybe can't be done immediately overnight, because one thing, people are not ready to do that, and another reason is the way the modern society is set up to get out of the whole economic system. It's not so easy, but it can be done. It can be done. We see devotees in different parts of the world like this, householders, they're coming together, getting land and growing food, and actually you can live very simply. You don't need so many things. Modern society, they've given the idea that you need so many things. Unless you have 20 pairs of shoes, you can't survive. It's not true. You don't need so many things. You don't need so many different clothes, and you certainly don't need a TV. You can live very happily without that. Much better, actually. Many people have told me, because I often visit people's homes and I tell them, hey, you want to have a better family life? Get rid of that thing in the corner. And some people do it, and they say, actually, it's much better. Our family life is much better. That now we talk to each other. We never used to talk to each other because we just used to watch the TV. So now we talk to each other and we cooperate. And there's all this that you see in many homes, the TV is just on, even if no one's watching. And all the time this polluted sound vibration is coming. And that creates bad feelings. And then the family members are fighting with each other over nothing. Why? Because this polluted sound is coming and disturbing your consciousness. So several people told me that they had the boldness to get rid of their TV. And they said, oh, actually our family life is much better. We don't need it. People think, how can you live without a TV? And actually, you can live with it. Life is possible without TVs. It is possible. And actually it's much better. I mean, I haven't watched TV. I used to watch it a little bit before I joined work. Even before joining, I stopped watching for 2 years. So I could say maybe 27 years I haven't watched TV. Yes, I'm still alive. You can touch me. I'm not a ghost. You can live much more. There are much better things to do. TV means pulling your consciousness down. So human life is meant for elevating the consciousness higher than that of the animals. The animals, they're also eating and sleeping and fighting and so on. But human life is meant for elevated consciousness to understand God. So this idea, we can live together in the association of devotees and have regular programs for chanting Hare Krishna. And no need to work like an ass. Modern society also, they'll make you work and drop dead with a heart attack. At a young age. This is modern life. So no need. Live simply, grow your own food, chant Hare Krishna, develop higher consciousness by studying the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So I just wanted to see how you're coming together, and you can gradually move towards this. It's a pity I don't have that book, that Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life. That's a very good book for giving some idea how people have lived traditionally, what their culture is, how they relate with each other. Anyway, maybe next time I come, we could have some copies of that. So do you want to tell me something about your experiences with this? How you're feeling, how you're living? What are your feelings? You've been here, what, 2 years? Simple conversation, but yeah. Expression.
I live here 5 years.
5 years, huh?
1 year with cows, first 2 years with cows, and with Brahma Prabhu. With one devotee who is first coming here. Mm-hmm. And for these many years before I speak, I heard so many promises from all of the devotees, you will do this, you will do that. But this not be successful because my feeling is that every devotee, myself, must do this decision.
Oh.
You can put artificially. You can make that project, put everything on com and make so many reclams and everywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's not work. Just you must go.
Start from the bottom. Let it grow out of the ground.
Yeah. Every devotee must yeah. decide alone.
Yeah.
And when I made contact, with the devotee who wants to enjoy us. So many devotees come with wrong perception because asking what now I must do with my life.
You have to think.
Yeah. And he asked me what because I wanted to stay in your community, but what is my duty? What I must do? And then I must spoke so many hours with the devotees that decision on
you have to decide.
And I see that here people start to take destiny in hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially because here we organize big summer camp, you know, every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can see the devotees. This year it was bigger, mm-hmm. biggest from 18 countries. We came for 600 devotees.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year you can see devotees from all Europe, actually.
Mm.
And then you can see how devotees change the mood. And this is like casual green arrow and bow. And one year is on one side, and after in last 1 or 2 years is everything is very
relaxed.
Yeah. But this is not also good, and we must find some nice rhythm,
balance. Yeah.
And you can see one time it's one side, a fanatic is one side, next year the other side, only these devotees who have the balance go
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can go in one fanatical way or another.
Mm.
Because if you are fanatic, it means that your mind, your intelligence in the wrong side. You have to think only on
duties.
Especially householders have duties. They have they have certain duties they should perform. And they have to balance that with spiritual life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, without spiritual life, then even if you live very simply and very clean and very natural life, then there's no use because the animals are also living a simple, natural life. So simple living is not the goal, but it's very conducive for Krishna consciousness. But without Krishna consciousness, it has no particular meaning. So all these things have to be understood. Understand?
Conducive, particular
road. Conducive, yeah. It means favorable for. Simple living is favorable for Krishna consciousness. But without Krishna consciousness, simple living in itself has no. There's no benefit, no advantage. It may be somewhat less sinful than city life. But we see even many people are living simply, but without higher knowledge, they're also. They're not living a very good life. There are many people who are living simply and they produce their own food, such as pigs and chickens and wine. So there has to be a higher understanding, higher philosophical understanding, which comes from Prabhupada's books, hearing from devotees and keeping association with devotees. One of the problems that we often see in these grihastha communities is maintaining standards, because often they go down, and sometimes, you know, even like grossly breaking the regulated principles. Another thing that sometimes really spoil the communities is when people mix up with each other's wives. That's really, then it becomes very bad. So that you shouldn't do. You can understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. I think there is no danger for this community.
Well, you have to be very careful. Strong. You have to be very careful, yeah, because it just needs one or two bad people to come and they can really spoil everything. You have to be very careful, actually, who you allow to come. That's good. You should be strong on the principles. Without that, then everything is, it just becomes a source of distress. It's been the Grihastha Ashram in our movement has not been very good. But then without that, how can we, what are we preaching? If devotees can't even live like an ordinary moral life, like normal, you know, we're talking about higher philosophy, but if they can't live to even normal moral standards, then what are we going to preach? What are we going to teach? And how are we ourselves going to become purified? So, family life in Krishna consciousness is very important, because it's, after all, most of the people in the world are going to be married. If we're preaching Krishna consciousness, we're not saying that everyone should remain a brahmachari all their life, or brahmacharini like a nun. No, most people are going to get married, so we have to show how people can live in Krishna consciousness, in family life, and be happy and lead a good life. So that's why I was interested to come to see how. I wanted to spend a couple of days and I cut down to one day, and I was just going to be overnight. What to do? It's a big world and there are many places to go. There are more and more devotee communities coming everywhere, but there are not more and more sannyasis. So it's limited what we can do. That's one reason why I also try to write books. Because if things are written in the book, then if you can't go everywhere, I mean, how many places can you go personally? You can share things by writing books. Like I said, that glimpses of traditional Indian life, that would be the best book for here. I don't have any books in Croatian yet. That book, Glimpses, has been translated in Croatian. No?
No,
it's been translated. I heard it was translated.
Yeah.
But it, well, it has to be published. I have to find out about that.
Some of your disciples were selling this book on some account, but in English, not in English.
Yeah, right. Most people made it in Croatian.
Yes.
Well, we'll gradually get the books. You can do that. You should try to do that, because even though Croatia is it's not a very great population, but there are many devotees here. So most of my books are meant for devotees. And just like that Glimpses book, that's very good for Grihasthas. So most of them are Grihasthas or will be Grihasthas. That can give them some nice idea. So this is everyone, is it, in the community? Yeah.
Yeah.